So in addition to discussing the Texas rules of professional conduct, we're going to propose a simple framework for evaluating our ethical duties. And that idea that we should not depend only on the law to determine right action comes from a series of discussions that I've had over time with Judge Lynn Hughes, United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas. And so we'll start with that inquiry, and maybe the first consideration is what is the economic goal of business? Well, we all know it's to maximize profit and to externalize as many costs as possible. And so that goal would seem to give rise to a lot of sharp dealing, conduct that over time would destroy the ability of the business to interact with other businesses. Nobody wants to deal with an untrustworthy counterparty. And so that shows the impact of trust. And this is Judge Hughes's concept that a modern economy requires a complex web of relationships, and those relationships depend on trust. And so a couple of observations from Judge Hughes. He comments that in place of a community of taboos and titles, a successful society has law, law with its individual equality and regular processes. You do not have to know someone to trust that person. The rules apply no matter who your family might be or what the other guy's politics might be. And then Judge Hughes notes that the substance of laws is a starting point, but only that. Regulations define your responsibility, but your duty is more profound, complex, and subtle. And so maybe the second consideration as we kind of think about a framework for evaluation is the role of corporate counsel.